Hello, welcome. I'm very happy that you're here at the podcast Compassionate Buddha, your podcast for love and world peace. I'm Denia Rositzky with Dharma Name Gakdok. I'm the abbot of the Yunva Meditation Center Hamburg Yunva Dharma Sa of the Yunva Sangha of World Social Buddhism. In this episode, you can hear a daily reminder from Supreme Matriarch Chikwang Lepopsenam about silkworms eat mulberry leaves. It's a parable. Enjoy! Daily Fragrance of the Lotus Flower by Chikwang Lepopsenam, 12,036, May 23, 2025, Lotus Buddhist Monastery. Silkworms eat mulberry leaves to grow, after which, a little later, they can fly away. Suddenly, the thought of I appears in them with the intention of wanting to protect themselves. So the silkworms gradually wrap their bodies in silk, thread to protect themselves from any outside attacks. As time goes by, they wrap themselves up so hard and they think they are secure. However, too much protection provided by the hard thread around prevents them from moving their bodies. At such a time, the owner of the house puts these worms with their protection into hot water to boil them and collect the thread. Thus, the silkworms destroy themselves. This is just a parable. When the thought of I appears, we unnecessarily enclose ourselves with the thought of I, making ourselves uncomfortable. However, if we would have some patience, we could become butterflies and fly into a wide world. Instead, this opportunity becomes blocked and we destroy ourselves. Think about how ignorant this is. Similarly, all thoughts of I should be eliminated when they appear by practicing sincerely. The small I destroys the possibility of truly protecting ourselves and becoming emancipated. So being attached to the small I blocks our own wisdom and we make ourselves ignorant. For this reason, being attached to I has little value for us and only makes us ignorant. Instead of possessing the small I, we should try to find our great I, which is not attached to the self. We actually think about others rather than ourselves. That way, great love and compassion appear, so everyone can become well loved when we truly care for others and ourselves. Similar to the small little caterpillar, which could have flown any place, the small I arising from greed ruin the self. We become aware that the small I automatically stems from avarice, wherein the three poisons of greed, anger, and ignorance appear, making us ultimately suffer. Practitioners, of course, are aware of these pitfalls, but nevertheless, the thought of I always appears, which then creates impurities in the body and mind. Consequently, these then cause ignorant results to appear. Nowadays, the Lepopsenam see the elections held in South Korea. Political leaders who only care for themselves deliver very different campaign speeches than those who care for others. There is great variation on the same theme or issue between these two opposing platforms and orientations. Candidates who are attached to themselves always hurt themselves, even if they win the elections. So they cannot maintain their position and instead end in failure. Thank you very much, Chikwang Lepopsenam. Thank you. Thank you very much for listening and thank you very much, Jikwang de Popsinen. Have a nice and happy week. Yours in the Dharma, Gakdok.